Down in Ron for my man at Cobb. I have a special request number 872-4747. What the heck is your name? 514. My name is Kale. Her name is Lady Soul.
It's an evil way.
Lady Soul Reaper.
Share your love with me.
Won't you share your love with me at 517 with KO from JBK? I'll share a little inside with you here. You know, in a four-hour show, I play maybe 80 songs, right? And yet I get, at least 100 phone calls an hour. You know, so that's like 400 phone calls in one show. So obviously there's some of your requests I can't get to, but I still love to hear from you, man. You know, I really dig it when you call me. Except when I get some of those calls that are off the wall, like one I got a while ago, a brilliant call. I mean, an adult type man who started his conversation in the middle of it. I picked up the phone and said, JBK. And the man said, how come you can never find Mac the Knife? And I never lost a cat, you understand. But he says, well, he calls all the time, and he can't hear it all the time. And to tell you the truth, sir, I found it, and I'm going to play it from the beginning and not like the middle of your phone call.
Has such teeth, dear.
Look out, old Mac is back.
Yeah. Bobby Darin, my special request for Mr. Manners, who called me at 872-4740 at 521 with KO at 1:10 a.m. Monday. Man will mock on the moon. Boy, that's hard to believe. Don't sleep through it. Get no dose today.
I'm Sheila McRae with a word about female competition. Now go out, give the competition some competition.
Would you prefer to be right?
Yeah, courtesy and impression, 525 with KO from JBK. And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose? My brothers.
And now, the first words from the first man to land on the moon.
Stevens, you better pay save me, Mr. Businessman. It's 5:30 at WJBK AM and FM Detroit. I'm KOB.
No!
Picking a stone. 5:33 is Radio 15 with KO. I can't get no satisfaction, and until I do, I'll never fall in love again. Here's a big fella, my special request, Tom Jones.
I've been in love,
Tom Jones. Never, ever. Fall in love again at 5:37 with KO from JBK, taking your special request at 872-4740. Zakim coming with Felix and the Rascals. It's a beautiful morning.
It's called True Grit. It's 7:37 at JBK in Detroit now. Thank you so much for digging Radio 15. This is Lee Sims. 73 degrees. Wind is still northwest. 10 miles an hour. Humidity is 100%. It's got to be. It's raining. It's coming down in a big city. Streets are wet. Drive carefully. Understand there's been a few minor accidents on the freeways, so look out for those, too. What's your reason for buying land? A creation? Retirement? Investment? A place to freak out? Here's a better reason. Listen, you can beat the coming price rise by buying land now at Houghton Lake Forest Estate. You can actually buy lots over a quarter of an acre for the amazingly low price of just $888. But this price is good during July only. It's a limited offer that expires on July 31st, and it's only a couple of days away. So act now. Call Houghton Lake Forest Estates at Woodward 25010. That's Woodward 25010. Imagine, you can enjoy Michigan's largest inland lake, plus thousands of acres of untouched state-owned land. Michigan's? When you purchase your lot at Houghton Lake Forest Estates, get over a quarter of an acre for just $888 during this limited July offer. They'll even include membership in your own private beach and boat club, so make your move right now. Call Woodward 542-05-97365. 039-42-178. 695-470. Woodward 25010. If the lines are busy, wait a moment, call again. That's Woodward 25010. See, wash my mouth out with soap.
Aren't you glad you used I?
That's where the buck stops. It's 742 at JBK in Detroit. 742, still 73 degrees. The wind is northwest at 10 miles an hour. And raining all over the city. If it's not raining where you are, you're a freak of some sort because it's coming down. I went to the thing yesterday, the pigeon race, the annual Farmington Founders Day pigeon race. And my bird was in a lead, had a pigeon with my name on it. It was a media thing. People from radio and television and newspaper and advertising agency and things like that. And those people, as a rule, aren't my kind of people because I can't identify with them. They wear suits and ties and they drink a lot and they laugh and they socialize, and I was never a socializer. And so yesterday I just kind of stood around and looked dumb because all of those people know everybody, and I don't know, you know, you ever go to a party of strangers and just kind of stand there, right? And you, well, okay, and they come up once in a while and they say, hey, how are you? Fine, thank you. How you doing? You want to drink? No, thanks, I don't drink. What do you mean you don't drink? I don't drink, man. Sure you drink. Everybody drinks. Hey, he doesn't drink. Lee doesn't drink, guys. And they come and they make fun of you. I have done a few things, however, that they haven't done. I ate the sun once in California. I said, did you ever eat the sun? No, man, eat the sun. What are you, some kind of freak? Nope. So anyway, it was like that all morning long. And my bird, when we finally released the pigeons, was in the lead, but a hawk got it, killed it. Sad, because it was in the lead all the way, and I would have won and put them all down. But the bird got it, the hawk. So, c'est la vie. You're more of a woman than anyone I've ever known. He, obviously, is not more of a man than anybody she has ever known. Or he wouldn't sit there talking about it. He'd pull over to the side of the road. That's John Stewart at JBK Detroit at 640, 746 now. A little wishful thinking. 746, page 3. Detroit Free Press was brought to my attention that the editor of the South End, the Wayne State controversial newspaper, was arrested. She's 19 years old, right? Cheryl McCall is her name. And she was arrested yesterday, on charges of trying to buy alcohol. Carol, I'm ashamed of you, hon. Trying to buy alcohol at the Alcove Lounge at 5019 Woodward using falsified identification. The South End is that paper that they were having so much trouble getting printed. And keys to is the president at Wayne State. Objections. He raised objections and cut off their funds so the paper couldn't be printed. But they printed it anyway. And it was really, I read the paper. I got it from a chick on the street. I gave her a quarter for the paper. And then she hit me up for a donation, so I gave her another dollar. So I paid a buck and a quarter for the newspaper, which is okay, because I'm a consumer-type establishment person, and I make a lot of bread, so I help them out, right? But I'm really surprised at you, Cheryl, for trying to buy alcohol on a falsified identification, because in the newspaper, they are knocking everything in the world that the establishment stands for. And the guy in there, what's his name, man? The cat with the long hair and the beard. I can't remember his name, but he's got the center spread. He's out of his mind. He's got to be just absolutely crazy.